How is what Senators McCain and Graham are asking Secretary Panetta for different than what Secretary Panetta has been talking about as he's been giving testimony to the various committees on the Hill?
Well, I don't know that there is going to be an extreme difference of what he's been saying. I think that consistently he said in open hearings and also in a briefing last week with members of Congress, both on the Senate and House side, that this would be really devastating for the military. But I think what Senators McCain and Graham are looking for are detailed outlines of exactly how these sorts of cuts might impact American forces. So just a little bit of background, in the Budget Control Act that was passed in August to raise the debt ceiling, there were two phases of defense cuts that would be enacted. The first phase, which was signed into law when they immediately raised the debt ceiling, was somewhere around the ballpark of $400 billion, anywhere between $400 and $500 billion in defense cuts. And then if the supercommittee were to fail, a second round of cuts would then kick in, again, around the same level. So you're talking about almost $1 trillion of cuts to defense spending, and that's obviously very serious, particularly when we're still engaged in different sorts of endeavors, whether it's in Afghanistan or in Africa, just globally.
Your story on this is great, and it's linked up now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You write, when asked whether he and Graham were consulting with leadership, McCain said that he and the South Carolina Republican were first working on their offering together before working with leaders. What do you think that means? Or is there something written between the lines of those comments from Senator McCain that he and Senator Graham are kind of on their own on this?
Well, so we actually have a story that's running in the Monday edition of Roll Call that just sort of looks into the actual probability that these sorts of rollbacks would happen. And why, what makes it so difficult, and we write then, and what we were insinuating in yesterday's piece, is that the leaders had to shake hands on this deal, right? Whether it was Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Speaker John Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Majority Leader in the Senate Harry Reid, the President of the United States, they all came together and agreed to this. And you've seen consistently throughout this Congress that it is very, very difficult for legislation to pass, particularly through the House. And so the difficulty here is that you have two basic ideas that are in tension with each other. You have Republicans wanting to take a stand on defense and saying that they are the party of national security. But on the flip side, they're also the party that has been really pushing for more deficit spend savings, more cuts. And so if you peel back this piece of the so-called trigger and got rid of the second phase of billions of dollars worth of defense cuts, it's unclear where the money to replace that would be. And it's certainly unclear that it would be palatable for parties in Congress to pass something that would add back to the deficit. And by the way, even if they were able to do that, which seems unclear, the president would have to sign that into law. So it's a very, very long process. Obviously, Senators McCain and Graham are in negotiations trying to put forth a plan, but whatever they come up with, it's very difficult.
Another angle to this, Meredith, that I find fascinating is I talk to any number of members of the defense contracting community, and there still seems to be a minority, but a group of people in the defense contracting community that thinks defense is still a sacred cow, it will never be touched, and some they'll figure out some way around this. That seems to be 180 degrees opposite of what even Secretary Panetta has talked about. He seems resigned to the fact that there will be cuts, that the defense budget will look significantly different in the future than it looks today. So I guess it's just a matter of trying to figure out what that's going to look like, and that's where Senators McCain and Graham are going.
Well, yes, and the other thing is once Congress appropriates money for our military, whichever branch it's going to, those people then have the authority, whether it's the Department of Defense or state, to decide where that money goes. And a lot of times, whether it's the Air Force or the Army or the Navy, there are funds that are just sort of sitting around waiting to be used. And it's not just, obviously, Leon Panetta is in a Democratic administration. He has a history working with budgets, whether it was his other positions within other Democratic administrations or in the Senate. So he's someone who knows budget issues. But if you look back at Bull Simpson and the President's Deficit Commission plan, you also had Robert Gates, who was a Republican Secretary of Defense who identified billions of dollars that you could cut from defense. There's obviously a lot of extra funds sitting around. It's just a matter of rearranging where that money goes. And I'm not saying that, a level of cuts near $1 trillion wouldn't have a serious impact on how our military functions and how it funds its different initiatives. But there's definitely a lot of funding to go around, and so I think it would just be a matter of the different chiefs trying to figure out exactly what to do with these cuts. And that's something you saw Wednesday in a House Armed Services Committee. A lot of the chiefs had testified, whether it was the Army Chief Ordierno, and they were just talking about how if we're going to cut back on our spending, this time we have to do it the right way. And so it's deciding where this money goes and to make sure that none of the missions abroad are compromised in trying to retool how they've figured their budgets.
Meredith, I'll look forward to that story you mentioned on Monday's roll call about what this might look like. Thanks very much for being on with me this afternoon.